who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. And this is God's word. Grace and peace to you all from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Say it with me. Amen. So they decide to cast a new Christmas movie. Imagine that, would you? They decide to cast a new Christmas movie. And just as Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph was from, a little town. Bethlehem, we were just singing this last night, O little town of Bethlehem, a very small town back in the day. So let's say they come to Nicollet. They want just average people from a little town to play the various parts in the new Christmas movie. We haven't had a major motion picture about Christmas since, I think, 2006, since the Nativity story. And so which part might they cast you in? What would you like to play? You're going to say, please, not the donkey or the sheep, right? Maybe you had to do that once upon a time in a Christmas play when you were young. Some of you are still young. Who would you like to be in the Christmas story? Not Mary, of course. That would be a little bit much. How about Mary's parents? Mary's mom, Mary's dad? Would that be okay with you? The odd thing, of course, in the real Christmas story in the Bible is that we read nothing about Mary's parents. There's a thousand things we would like to ask about that we don't know. It must not be all that important. Did Mary's parents even know that she was going to have a baby? Were they dead? How come we don't read about them? How come they didn't go to Bethlehem? If Mary is from, with Joseph, the house in the line of David, shouldn't they have gone to Bethlehem too? Did they have a place to stay? Had they made reservations and Joseph was late? And we just don't know, do we? Which part would you play? I doubt you'd like to be the straw in the manger that the cows had slobbered on or anything inanimate, but just to be there, we might say, just to see the baby. Wouldn't that be the most amazing privilege? You don't even have to make me a shepherd or somebody else that heard the news from the shepherds. Just let me be close to Jesus. Wouldn't that be enough? But the point in Psalm 89 we're in, we're 14 verses in, it's a little bit of a turning point. Previously, it is creation itself, as we said. It's mountains. It's the tallest mountain that Ethan can think of. Ethan's a Jewish man, and he's thinking about Mount Tabor near the Sea of Galilee, and that's a big one. That's about 3,000 feet above sea level. But Hermon is about 9,000 feet. It's the tallest mountain anywhere in that part of the Middle East. It's got snow much of the year. It's the only place where Israelis today will go skiing, typically. And he thinks about those mountains shouting for joy, as anything should, knowing God's great power. That's what the first part of the psalm is about. But then, it's not just that God is powerful. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Power without control, power without exerting it the right way for the right people, that would be disastrous. And yet God's throne is not only immensely powerful, It's based on righteousness. It's founded on justice. Love and faithfulness go before you. Where's God going? The psalm writer is actually fairly worried about that. He's thinking about lousy kings and worse and dreadful enemies and worse. And yet, he's very excited in the beginning of the psalm. Ethan, God's servant, blessed are those, he writes, who have learned. And here's the key word. Again, our translation, blessed are those who've learned to acclaim you, which isn't bad. It's just like a little bit of very lukewarm coffee on a cold Christmas morning. You either want it really hot or really cold, but either way, you want it strong after all the Christmas already, right? And so blessed are those who know the shout. That's what this verse says. Blessed are those who know, is it the war cry? Is it the trumpet blast? This word gets associated in other parts of the Old Testament with cymbals crashing, with someone saying, let's go to war, or saying, we just won. Blessed are those who know the victory shout, we might say. Why? What's going on? Those who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Who walk, Hebrews says, in the light of your face. To be a sheep, to be a donkey. We don't know if there were sheep there, do we? We don't know if the shepherds brought their sheep. We set up our manger scenes and there's usually a donkey, and then we know there weren't camels. We know that the wise men didn't come, but to be anywhere near the baby anytime at his birth or shortly after, cast me in whatever part you want, God. I'm not just a part of your creation. I'm a human being you created, so I get to walk in the light of your face. I get to see Jesus with my eyes. If God were casting this movie, sometimes actors come from all over. In fact, in the 2006 movie, the lady that played Mary came from New Zealand. The producers thought that she looked particularly the part. How far did Jesus come from? That's worth thinking about, isn't it? We were singing about that in our opening hymn. How Jesus came from heaven to earth. How far away? Was he maybe just outside the Milky Way galaxy? We were singing several times already this morning how Jesus, all things were made through him. Can you think again about the wonder of Christmas? There's a baby in a manger who's volunteered for this role, and the Father has cast him for this too, from eternity. How far has he come from? Our solar system, the astronomers figure, is about 26,000 light years from the center of our galaxy, which is a supermassive black hole, they think. How far are we from the edge? They're not sure, really, because we're inside the galaxy. It's hard to measure. The Milky Way is somewhere between 100,000 and 180,000 light years across. And we're 26,000 light years from the center. So then we're somewhere between, if you could go as fast as the speed of light, it would take you 75,000 years at a minimum to get to the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. Maybe it would take you 155,000 years at the speed of light. Where did Jesus come from? The next closest big galaxy is Andromeda. How far is that one away? Oh, about 2.5 million light years? You're kidding. There's no way to comprehend it, is there? And yet we get to see God's face in Jesus. We get to walk in the light of his face. Blessed are we. We've spent a fair amount of time already this Christmas season singing about who Jesus is, and the children telling us again yesterday about how he was born. But our main joy this morning is to think about the result of it. Blessed are those who know your shout, who see the wonder of this, the joy of this, the victory of all this. Blessed are those who know your shout, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness. At this point in the movie, we somehow, whatever part we'd be playing, we would have to be yanked by some invisible wire way up high, because God's righteousness just makes us go up in joy. We can't help it. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and their strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Our horn, our king. Ethan is a temple musician, if we've got the right Ethan. And he's super smart. And he foresees super bad troubles in this psalm. But he's still ready to praise God no matter what, because there is a king on the throne in Jerusalem. And God has promised David that king will have a son, who will have a son, who will have a son, and it's going to look desperate, it's going to look helpless, hopeless, but in David's town will be born a Savior. Our shield, indeed, he belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Why celebrate this morning? Why come to the Lord's Supper this morning? Someone asked me before the service, we have communion on Christmas? You betcha. He took flesh for you. He took flesh to die for you. Almost anything else you can imagine Jesus could have done, if he came mainly to teach you, if he came mainly to be, an example of righteousness for you, he wouldn't have had to take flesh. He could have taken the appearance of a man or something, but he needed to die. And so we're going to come up, almost all of us, in a few minutes. Why? To exalt, to be able to walk home, drive home thinking how blessed I am. You don't necessarily have to shout as you leave the Lord's table or stick your fist up high in the air. But how blessed you are. What a celebration we take part in today because of, let's use some big words, because of justification. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. We get clarification today in how we stand with God. God has loved us so much he sent his own son for us. We're not like the mountains and the trees. We regularly forget about God's strength. We easily dismiss the goodness of God's saving love toward us. But Ethan's got it. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Mercy. Forgiveness for all we've done wrong and for all we are. Maybe again, putting it in terms a little bit different from 3,000 years ago will help us. So, a lady named Mary, that's fitting for Christmas Day. And this just happened a couple days ago. A news wire picked it up from Erie, Pennsylvania. A lady named Mary, age 58, opens up her Penelec bill. Pennsylvania Electric. So her power bill. And it says $284,460,000,000. And she's scared, and she calls her son, because she's too scared to call the electric company herself. The bill says that they're giving her until November of 2018 to make the full payment. And her minimum payment, I wrote this down, her minimum payment for December, only $28,156. You can pay just a millionth of it for now. Of course, it was a big mistake, and Mary's son got it straightened out when he phoned Penelec. And she told him later, after that, she was thinking of a different Christmas gift, maybe a heart monitor, she said. How big a bill did you owe? How much time would it take you to pay it off? You come up here again this morning and taste it and see it. How blessed you are. It's all been paid. How blessed you are, no matter what role God casts you in now for the rest of your life. It's a role where you can enjoy his protection. If God protected his king back when, won't he protect you? Since he sent his only son, the king of all things, to die for you. Where you can know his clarification, his justification, his exaltation. Rejoice. Rely. Respond. How blessed you are. Amen. And the peace